بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين، وصلى الله على نبينا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه وسلم. This is the seventh part on the oath, and then after that we will have the beneficial sayings on the book of Tawheed to compensate for last night, for the last class, inshallah. Now, the second type of al-yameen, the oath, is al-yameen al-ghamus. Al-yameen meaning the oath, al-ghamus. Now, al-ghamus, it is called al-ghamus because it plunges its sayer in sin and then in fire. And this is from the major sins, as you know, because of the wa'id and the threat attached to it. So it is from the major, from kaba'ir al-dhunub, from the major sins. Abdullah bin Amr ibn al-As, may Allah be pleased with him and his father, mentioned that an Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said al-kaba'ir, major sins, he mentioned from them al-ishraku billah, to join others in worship with Allah, wa'uququ al-walidain, to be undutiful to parents, وقتل النفس, and to kill somebody unlawfully, Then he mentioned, and this is the point of evidence, then he mentioned وَالْيَمِينُ الْغَمُوسِ, and to make an oath of الْغَمُوسِ. And you know now what الْغَمُوسِ means, and we will explain further. And the many of the scholars mentioned that it is the oath which the person makes concerning some matter of the past, and he makes it while knowingly knows that it's a lie. You understand? While knowingly know that it is a lie, a matter of the past. And falls under this, when the person makes this oath, lying in order to take away the right of a Muslim's property unjustly. Now, the evidences include, or many from that, is what is related by Abdullah bin Amr, that a Bedouin came to the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam and he said, Ya Rasulullah, ma al-kaba'ir, O Messenger of Allah, what are the major sins? And he said, al-ishraku billah, joining partners with Allah in worship. Then he asked him, and what else? He said, al-yameen ul-ghamus, this oath which is al-ghamus. Naam. And he asked him, wa ma al-yameen ul-ghamus, what does al-yameen al-ghamus mean? He said, alladhi yaqtati'u ma lamri'in muslim, the one who takes unjustly the wealth of a Muslim. You understand? And this is explicit in the interpretation of the yameen al-ghamus. And also the hadith of Ibn Mas'ud radiyallahu anhuma, أن النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم قال من حلف على مال امرئ مسلم بغير حق لقي الله وهو عليه غضبان. Whoever makes an oath to unjustly take away the right or the wealth of a Muslim unjustly, then he will meet Allah while Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is angry on him. Then the Prophet عليه الصلاة والسلام recited the testimony for that in the book of Allah in Surah Al-Imran 377. إن الذين اشتروا الكفر بالإيمان لن يضروا الله. Verily those who purchase a small gain at the cost of Allah's covenant, they will have no portion in the hereafter. نعم. Also the hadith of Abi Umama رضي الله عنه أن رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم قال whoever unjustly takes the property of a Muslim by his oath, then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala makes just upon him the fire of hell as a punishment, and will prevent him, will make paradise forbidden for him. So a man asked, وَإِن شَيْئًا يَسِيرًا يَا رَسُولَ اللَّهِ, even if it is a small thing, O Messenger of Allah, he said, وَإِن كَانَ قَضِيبًا مِنْ أَرَاكِ, even if it is the extent of a wood stick of arak, you know, the arak which is used for siwak. The second matter related to al-yamin al-ghamus is does it entail a kafara if it is made by someone? Does it entail expiation? Is it required from someone who makes it to expiate? The scholars, rahimahumullah, differed regarding the obligation of kafara, expiation, in the matter of al-yamin al-ghamus on two opinions. The first one, that it is not obligated upon him. That it is not obligated upon the person. And this is the majority opinion. This is the majority opinion. And they took as evidence the following. They took as evidence the following. The first, the saying of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in Surah Al-Ma'idah verse 89. وَاحْفَظُوا أَيْمَانَكُمْ وَاحْفَظُوا أَيْمَانَكُمْ. أن وَاحْفَظُوا أَيْمَانَكُمْ, أن preserve your oaths. And it is not imaginable, and protect your oaths, yes. And it's not imaginable, you know, you understand now, it's not something imaginable how a person would protect his oath, you know, by not making an expiation. And why? Because this is a matter, and being righteous to the, to what he made an oath upon. Why? Because this is a matter that occurred in the past already. You remember in the early definition of that? That it's something that occurred in the past. A matter that occurred in the past, and he made an oath lying regarding it. So how it can be preserved? How it can be protected? So the second point, and this is one of the arguments, that there is no expiation for it. Yeah. The second is the hadith of Abi Hurairah, which is reported by Imam Ahmad, and Sheikh Al-Albani authenticated it in Al-Irwa. خَمْسٌ لَيْسَ لَهُنَّ كَفَّارَ, five matters there is no kafara for them, and he mentioned from them the making a wicked oath to unjustly take the property of a Muslim, which is Al-Yamin Al-Ghamus. Also from the hadith which is reported in Sahih Muslim, whoever unjustly takes the property of a Muslim by his oath, then Allah will forbid paradise for him and will entail hell for him. This hadith makes it evident that al-yamin al-ghamus, such yameen, such oath, there is no kafara for it, but rather it entails hellfire for the person who makes it as a punishment. Add to that is that it is a yameenun غير منعقدة, meaning it is a yameen not established, so therefore it cannot be used as, it does not entail expiation, just like اللغو, just as vain, the vain oath. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the Most High, knows best. Then inshallah ta'ala the third category will be talking about al-yameen al-mukaffara, the yameen which has an expiation to it. This will be the next discussion inshallah. Tomorrow, by Allah's leave, we will have a quiz on the all these subjects so far discussed regarding the rulings on the oath. So make note of that inshallah. Wa alaykum as-salam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.